What's this?
Department of Homeland Security funded Take This. Just put out a document demanding that game companies denounce Gamergate 2.
Responding to Gamergate 2? What the fuck is this? If you're reading this, you've probably been hearing about what's happening now being called Gamergate 2. It's the latest targeted harassment campaign within the games industry, and it's aimed at Sweet Baby Inc. Oh, this is that article that wasn't true. Yeah, so the quoted text here is about the article that wasn't accurate. You may be at a loss to know how to talk about the issue and what, if anything, you can do. That's where we come in. Who's we? Who the fuck are these people? It's branding, like they were funded partially by the Department of Homeland Security. Large-scale harassment campaigns like this fuel and are fueled by political events as political rhetoric had heats up. Oh, so they're saying like this is happening because of the elections? Really? Well, then I guess the person that lived in Brazil that started that group, I guess he must have started the group because of the 2024 American political election. Yeah, that makes sense, of course. Duh. So basically, like, these people are trying to say that, like, you want to go out of your way to, like, start defending this shit. I'm gonna just be real, right, with this. I think that these people are completely losing the internet culture war. I think that people are tired of being told what to do by people who are obviously the thing that they complained about. Like, I don't want to be told how to not be racist by a racist. It's like, basically, who decided that these people have any authority at all? Nobody. Nobody. Because the truth is that the customer decides. And if the customer doesn't like something, the customer can vote with their money. And so if you don't like this kind of stuff, you don't like games and video, you know, like game companies trying to support this kind of shit, which again, this is a complete, by the way, this is a complete and dishonest mischaracterization of what's happening. This entire thing started because a Brazilian individual, keep in mind, Brazilian, not American. So American racial politics don't have anything to do with this because it's a fucking Brazilian. A Brazilian person makes a group on Steam, and then an employee of Sweet Baby tries to start a campaign on Twitter to not only report and get the group removed, but to, on top of that, ban that user's account. That's the reason why people started pushing back against this stuff. Because I think people are in general tired of having these bullies, but they're not normal bullies. They're literal, like, instead of cry babies, they're cry bullies. They do the bad thing, and then whenever you treat them like a person that does bad things, then they act like they're victims. It's disgusting. And I think everybody sees right through it.